what all the squealing is about. Come visit us today on Highway 31 in Prattville or visit us online at PIGGENT.com for full inventory details, including photos, pricing, and free Carfax reports on all vehicles. Pig Enterprises in Prattville, the state's number one pre-owned automobile dealer.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. You know, we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Right up the river from downtown is the Montgomery Marina. The marina's the spot where you can get down here and rent you a pontoon boat out, park your own boat down here in the slips where you can just jump in it and go out there and cruise up and down this beautiful river, get on and catch you some fish. Oh, man, you can get out here at nighttime, give you some frogs. How about that? Does that sound like this? Speaking of frogs, we got them on the menu at the Capital Oyster Bar. That's right, frogs, crawfish, good old catfish, all kind of good eating right there. We'll tell you about good times. Down here on Sunday afternoons, Miss Gracie Curran out of Memphis. That's right, we're back up to Memphis again this week. Gracie and her band will be down here Sunday afternoon, killing it. Just got an incredible voice, a high-energy show. So if y'all want to check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com, got a Facebook page you can check out. Y'all get down here soon, come hungry, we'll be looking for you.
In July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. AC by LaQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at Newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
Woo-hoo!
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and Newstalk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All that nice air that was around for a couple of days is now retreating, and here comes the humidity back at us. For tonight, look for a partly cloudy night. Overnight low temperature down to about 71, a little bit more humidity. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, hot, humid, high around 92, scattered hit or miss storms here and there. I think the storms will become more numerous and greater supply Monday and Tuesday, and especially Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Looks like the mics have been on for a while. How about that? And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in Hysterical. I should know this. I should be able to remember this. In this. Maybe I should start over. And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, the capital of dreams is on our trash cans, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air, and I am your forgetting-to-pull-my-stuff-up host, Terry Adams, your intrepid, humble host, that is. And with me tonight in the studios, as always on Saturday night, is my co-host, the incomparable Postman. Hello, Postman.
Hi. How's it going, Terry?
Try that again.
I said, hello, how's it going, Terry?
Thank you. I like that. I don't know yet. I'm still a little out of it right now. I don't know how long the mics have been on. I don't know if Jay left them on or what. But anyway, doesn't really matter at this point. Welcome to the program, folks. Remember, it's very important. Here's the stuff you really need to mentally grasp. Don't believe a single word you hear us say because you have to do your own research. You have to come to your own conclusions. You mold your own reality based on your perceptions. Don't let anybody or any entity control how you perceive the world. Once you do that, they essentially controlled your reality. They controlled your mind. Very important. Anyway, welcome to the program. There's been a lot going on this week. Wow. Something they're starting to quote, I'm going to use 84 air quotes here, discover things on other planets now, which is interesting. And Postman, I need your take on this. It seems to me that we're headed right towards disclosure very, very soon.
Yes, we are, because most all of the mainstream news outlets are actually, you know, dropping little, you know, snippets, you know, here and there.
Exactly.
They're dropping photos. They're dropping information, you know, because that was part of the deal. I heard this a few years back that they were actually trying to cut a deal to get them off of the hook,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I don't think it's going to happen.
When you say get them off the hook, we're talking about the Clintons and all the black magicians, the Luciferian psychopaths. Is that who we're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the ones that are above Majestic.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The ones that are above Majestic.
Well, I keep reading stuff where these entities that are purportedly coming to save us are saying that we need to be able to forgive. We don't need to pursue the Clintons and the ones who have done all these insidious things, especially to children. When I hear stuff like that, that throws a huge red flag up. It's God's job to... I know that it's God's job to judge these people. But just based on what we know they've done, I have a hard time even considering forgiving them. And if it had been one of my children, you'd have a hard time keeping me from killing them if I could get close enough, to be honest with you. As crazy as that may sound, but it's the truth.
I've been hearing that for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
And you know how? And you know why they asked us to do this?
No.
Is to forgive and to be more loving. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel the same way you do,
mm-hmm.
but the intellectual part of me, you know, wants to override that, you know, because for the very simple reason is it may change the timeline.
Wow.
It may change the timeline.
Because
we create our own reality.
Yes, there you go. Well, there you go. Exactly. It's interesting you said that because I played a Stuart Swerdlow video a few nights ago, and he was talking about all the benevolent ETs that are here, and he said, of course they're here, but they cannot interfere with the timeline. So they observe, just like you've been telling us. They observe, but they cannot get involved because that'll mess the human's evolution timeline up.
Right. It will, you know, because we're set on a...
We got a schedule.
On course.
Yes.
On course. We got a course we got to complete.
Yes.
A course that we have to complete before the end of the cycle.
God has filed our flight plan, and we have to stick to it. And I think any species that would interfere with that would have to be considered malevolent, bad guys.
Right.
Or else they wouldn't interfere. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, and the ones that are that set up this this Archon control system, which I'm going to talk about a little tonight,
mm-hmm.
and, you know... And tell you who's at the top and who's the most, in other words, I won't call them important, but who's the most influential?
There you go.
The most influential seven. And they are seven. That's what number seven keeps cropping up on everything.
Boy, it's a big, big number.
It is.
The lucky seven.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I read something today, and it's short. I got time to read it before this little short 13-minute or 10-minute deal's over. Whatever you have dedicated your life towards, whatever you have given importance to in your life, that will be reflected in your moment of death. If you've spent your life pursuing materialistic wealth, egotistical respect, and a life of physical pleasure, then death is going to be very painful for you because you're going to have to give all that up. But if you spent your life pursuing your passions for art, music, and finding your personal passion, your meaning in life, and you've tasted life beyond its physical, external qualities, death can't take that away from you. It's not that painful. And if you've truly tasted something beyond your individual sense of self, if you become in tune with your soul, death is not to be feared at all. You know that death is an external illusion. It is the background that is the contrast to life's foreground. And I read that and I went, you know, that makes perfect sense, which is yet another reason why we need to follow our dreams, look at what our passions are, and try to follow those passions, regardless of what others say. Well, you know, you need to do this, or maybe a kid getting out of high school and his parents are like, let's see, what's making money these days? Yeah, you need to go into nursing. If you don't have a real passion for that, you're wasting your time doing that. Yeah, you may make money, but you're going to be miserable because happiness does not follow success. It's the other way around. Success follows happiness. You've got to do that which makes you happy. You got to pursue your passion. Then you'll be successful. Then and only then will you be successful. Money's a necessary evil. And yeah, I know we have to have it because we just do. That's the way. It's what greases the wheels of this world. But don't look at that as the end-all be-all of everything. That's not how you measure success. You have to be happy in order to have fulfillment in life. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think I am. I think I can speak of that of which I know because I've lived this. You know, yeah, you could work somewhere and make a ton of money, but if you're miserable, what's the point? What's the point?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It did to me. See, I talked to you about the guns last night. It's unbelievable to me that they would not protect all the guns that they take from us better than they have. I mean, there's 3,000 guns been stolen from wherever they stick all the BATF puts their guns. And one of the workers that works there admits to selling them. Thompson submachine guns. It's wasted time. It's crazy. Well,
the next thing is, who did he sell them to? Were they on the street? Or
we don't know.
Or were they...
we don't know.
Were they sold back to or given back to the ones that are in control?
Who knows? The whole thing, the crazy thing is, postman, these days, you look at a headline or you read a story, and there's like, well, me personally, I can only speak for me. I mean, going back to my AA days, I only speak for me. I read this stuff, and immediately three or four different subplots pop up in my head. Okay, is this a front? What are they really telling us? You know, you can't look at it and just go with what they're trying to believe the story's about. You have to start looking at the backstories. What's really going on here? It's just the way it is now. All right, let's hit this first break and try to stay somewhat on schedule. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. you'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to MyGuardianCU.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents Limu and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Eco 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Eco trimmer and blower combo. Just $249. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program. Despite no longer living in the White House, former president, illegitimate, President Barack Hussein Barry Sotero Obama continues to be a headache to all law-abiding Americans. On May 30th, Obama spoke to a digital innovation event in Brazil. During the on-stage conversation, Obama said, quote, "Our gun laws in the United States don't make much sense. Anybody can buy any weapon anytime without much, if any, regulation. They can buy guns over the Internet. They can even buy machine guns." It kills me how little these people know about guns. You know, my father always told me, and again, he told me a lot of stuff. I just never listened to him. If you're not up to speed on something, it's best to keep your mouth shut until you are. These people are idiots. They don't know what the difference in a semi-automatic is versus automatic. You know, the thing is, folks, listen, this is very important. Listen to what I'm fixing to tell you. Please, once they've taken our guns and we are no longer to protect ourselves, that's when the door-to-door operations will commence. That's when they'll start taking people away. That's the God's honest truth. That's what's going to happen if we don't wake up and put a stop to this nonsense. I'm telling you.
Well, they may take some of them away. Who knows? They may just bring the mobile incinerator with them.
Well, you know what's even, and I thought about this too, Postman. What, okay, if you cannot convince people or if you cannot get legislation passed so you can legally take people's guns, what are your options? You can take them by force. That'll be a bloodbath. You don't want to do that. What if you had the ability to affect people's minds to where you make people not want to have guns?
Yeah, that's an option. I mean, that's an option for them now because they have technology to do it.
That's where I'm going with this. Yeah. And people will laugh at me and go, "That's insane." Yeah, it is insane, but it's also true. You know, remember Obama said we're in the middle of a brain mapping project. We're going to map the human brain. Now, what do you think he meant by that? I believe that we're at a point behind the scenes where they would never let us normal peons, know this. Behind the scenes, I think they know what receptor does what. They know what gene controls this, what controls that. And I also believe they figured out immortality. They probably have isolated that one too. And that's why in the book of Revelation, there's a verse that says men will seek death but not find it. Because I believe the powers that shouldn't be, they're going to be able to be immortal. Now notice I don't say they can live forever. There's a difference. They can be immortal. They can't die. It's going to be an internal hell for them at the end of the time when Christ returns. It's going to be hell. But anyway, I think they can control this stuff, and I think they're at a point so far advanced than we even possibly can realize. And that's scary.
Why do you think the Egyptians mummified their dead?
So when the time came and technology caught back up,
right,
back up,
mm-hmm.
they could bring him back to life.
Yeah, they could reanimate him.
Hmm?
They could reanimate him.
Exactly. Like yeah. stasis. Like mm-hmm. the whatever. Maybe that. Is that what's happening in Antarctica with the giants?
No. Those are flesh and blood entities down there. I mean, they're in actual stasis. They're not mummified.
Okay.
Those are actually still living. You know.
What do you know about the Colburn Bible? I know. You're smiling.
Ask me.
You
something.
Probably know everything about it.
No, I doubt that, but...
Well, I was reading some stuff today, and it's amazing. The Colburn Bible tells us about all kind of cataclysms and stuff that's coming. It talks about what we would consider Planet X. It's amazing what's in that book. And you got to wonder, is it legitimate? The thing is, everything it talks about, there's other books that have nothing to do with this civilization, but were written by other civilizations that say right. it's pretty much the same thing. They all time out to be the same.
Exactly.
You start paying attention to that stuff when you see that.
They were actually separate first here, and they took them and put them in the same in one book. There's like four different the major civilizations: the Chinese, the Scandinavians, the ancient English people, the American Indians, and the Mayans.
Wow.
They all have an account.
And they all pretty much jive, don't they?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same thing.
Well, the Coburn's a 3,600-year-old Bible, which is a very interesting number, since yeah. 3,600 years is purportedly the orbit of Planet X and its little mini solar system. It's 3,600 years. So it makes me think that they wrote it right after... compiled it right after Planet X came through last time. Who knows?
The account that actually resonated with me, I actually read it more than one time. He was a Scandinavian king. And he said that, the sun got really hot.
Like what's happening now?
Yeah, it's got really hot. And he said that they could see planets transiting Earth through the sky, yes.
Wow.
Which is what's happening now.
Uh-huh.
And, but we can't see them because it's chemtrails. And and the shield.
I was going to say, and the sky basically is an LCD right now.
Right.
An LCD screen.
And he went on to state that after a while it started... There was red mist. There was smoke, red smoke. You know, descending from the sky. It inundated the whole sphere where they were, the whole area where they were, and it covered the ground, like dust, like, you know, ash.
Uh-huh.
It was red ash, red iron oxide ash.
I'm reading the exact same thing right here. I'm reading what you're saying. Go ahead.
And it smelled like sulfur.
Uh-huh.
It had a sulfurous smell to it. And once the flyby came, all the ones that he wrote his account inside of a cave, deep inside of a cave.
Mm-hmm.
And he also reported that the people that didn't make it inside the cave, he was a king. And the ones that didn't make it inside of the cave, they got a lobotomy. Their mind was wiped clean.
Wow.
It was, that was because it connected electrically, you know, with the planet. And they were walking around, you know, not knowing who they were or couldn't talk.
Wow. So it affected them in many, 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 many
right.
ways.
They had to put the club to them. They had to kill them.
My God.
They were like zombies.
Zombies. I'm hearing that word a lot these days with all the stuff I'm reading. It's scary.
There was a movie. There was a B-grade movie came out in 1984. It was about that. About this. This was a young girl that she was in the movies. And the reason why she was protected was because she was inside the concrete box where the projector is. And her and her coworker were inside of that. And when they came out. came out after the movie was over with, and when they came out, all the people that were inside the movies were acting like zombies. And before it actually took place, they showed two suns in the sky.
Wow.
This was in 84.
Uh-huh.
It's 2 years after the announcement.
That's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. The other day I looked at the documents that was written by the guy they killed. It was head of the...
Harrington?
Harrington,
right?
Yes. His documents are out there. I've actually looked at them. He has a formula that shows how he found Planet X. I mean, it's... There it is. Right there. And he was going to brief everybody on it, and he didn't make the trip. They killed him the night. Was it the night before the meeting? Or the morning of, I forget, but they killed him.
I ain't sure exactly. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what day day it actually happened. But he was given some kind of a serum or something with some really aggressive form of cancer in it, and
God,
and he was he died, got real sick mm-hmm. in a day's time, and died about a week later.
Wow. Unreal.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like we're being set up to go to war with Iran. The media is really pushing. Iran tried to blow up these tankers. Now, supposedly, there's a video showing Iranian gunboats removing an unexploded mine from the front of one of these. You know, you don't know what to believe.
It could be another Boston Tea Party.
Hmm?
Could be another Boston Tea Party. Because that was what happened back in... Those weren't the Indians.
Oh.
There was somebody dressed up like the Indians and dumped that tea in the harbor.
Oh, wow. That was the first false flag, wasn't it? One of the first false flags.
Also, another one was on that... in that alley. When the actual Boston Massacre happened. You never heard the real truth behind that?
No. I haven't. I haven't really thought about that in a long time. I should pay more attention to our founding fathers. That's one thing I've never really looked deep into that, and I totally avoid the Civil War. I don't want to know because it makes me mad. I don't want to hear it.
I can hear somebody that's ascended right now at the Masonic level, 32nd, maybe 33rd, saying, "Don't say it."
Don't say what?
What I'm about to say.
Say it. Well, that means you got to say it. Come on now.
Let's go on break.
All right, we're going to hit this break. When we get back, maybe Postman will say that thing that, Danza Mason, that maybe we should not be talking about. All right, well, this is Danza Mason clearing the air, and we'll be back in, 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yep, 5 minutes, Danza Mason. And we'll be back. Y'all come back with us, please. Be right back.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. All new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All that nice air that was around for a couple of days is now retreating, and here comes the humidity back at us. For tonight, look for a partly cloudy night. Overnight low temperature down to about 71. A little bit more humidity. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Hot, humid, high around 92. Scattered hit or miss storms here and there. I think the storms will become more numerous and greater supply Monday and Tuesday, and especially Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You are now listening. You're now in the deep end of the pool. So maybe if you need your floaties, you need to go get them. If you can't handle the truth, you're going to need some floaties, folks, because it's going to get deep here. We're going to talk about some stuff that's just literally out of this world. I had to say that. I couldn't help it. I'm using some, Radio Shack headphones, because apparently I left mine at home. And they got little knobs on the sides. That's pretty wild. I wonder if they're noise-canceling, too. I got a set of JVC backup, but, of course, I never put them in my bag, which is doing me a whole lot of good. Okay, you were going to tell us something. You thought I forgot, and I almost did. You almost had me. Tell us.
I just told you before you turned the mics on. I'm going to pass on that.
Oh, come on, man. Really?
Yes. For another time.
What, are you afraid they're going to get to you, too?
They already have.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, they've been cleaning house. The Clinton people have been cleaning house. They've already killed a couple of detectives that saw the insurance policy in Wiener's laptop. They've taken care of a couple of the ex-senators who were into the getting to the bottom of this pedophile stuff. It's unreal.
Now, if something happens to Wiener and Uma,
mm-hmm.
Now, it'll be obvious then.
It will.
Yeah.
That's a good point. My guess is I think Wiener's in prison, right?
No, he's out now.
He's out?
Yeah, he's out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's amazing how they don't make a big deal out of it when these people get out. You remember, of course, the Exxon Valdez where the dude was like slaloming on his big oil tanker up in Alaska, and they hit something and oil spread. Right. And you know that they sentenced him to prison, and you know he never served a day, that the judge overruled it. We never heard anything about that. I used to know his name. I can't remember it right now.
Was it?
Cheat something was his name. But no, he never did any time. Of course, they never reported that on the news. So nobody ever paid for that. Nobody ever paid for those crimes.
I wanted to say Hazelwood.
They threw him under the bus.
I wanted to say Hazelwood, but that's the wrong
name. Hazelwood, that's it. That's
sure?
it. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Hazelwood. Yeah, he never went to prison. They overrule that. They'll do that. They take care of each other, man. They always have. We've talked about something called archons quite a bit on this program. I found this today. And just listen to this. Psychotherapist Wilhelm Reich, who you may know him from Orgone, described how humanity since the dawn of time has been affected by what he calls the emotional plague. The pain we repeatedly suppress throughout our lives and which prevents us from finding our wholeness. That's what he calls it. When we do encounter a natural, authentic person, we feel threatened by them and we want to destroy or criticize them in some way. Have you ever experienced this feeling? More insidious, however, than external archons are the anti-awakening forces within our own minds. In the novel Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and the late Terry Pratchett, a demon called Crowley, what an appropriate name, explains how traffic jams and phone service outages are far more effective in damning souls than the once popular possessions and temptations. To keep us constantly frustrated and eternally restless is the new way that archonic forces are crushing our human spirits. Perhaps that's why possessions and encounters with, quote, evil spirits have diminished over the years. Who has time for them? Between app updates, endless fast food options, Netflix, ordering items from eBay, and the eternal endless stream of content on the internet, who has the time or energy to actually wake up? And I would add driving to that list, especially having to deal with people who apparently are incapable of driving intelligently. The denser our egocentric tendencies become, the less we'll search for change in any real way, and the further we'll run from cultivating the freedom and responsibility that accompanies a spiritual awakening to our higher potential. So how can we prevent these anti-awakening forces from dragging us down into the darkness of unconsciousness? Well, here's a couple of recommendations. Stop distracting yourself with external sources of, quote, happiness to avoid your inner emptiness and restlessness. Meet your unhappiness and emotional suffering with an open heart. Be mindful and honest about the obstacles in your life, such as avoiding change. Well, such as being honest about your obstacles in your life. Take responsibility for your happiness and well-being, because nobody else is going to. Instead of chasing happiness, search the darkness and you will uncover the light. Now, I don't get that one. Self-responsibility and the desire for truth are our greatest allies when it comes to overcoming the forces of anti-awakening. When there is an absence of love and understanding, the archons thrive.
Yes, they do.
You agree with all that?
Yes, they do. I mean, the population is such now that when the inconveniences happen, whether it's a power outage, whether it's a computers go down,
mm-hmm.
cell phone service disrupted, or the hurricane hits,
mm-hmm.
or flood for that matter. If you could only see what's behind the veil in that area, you would be overcome by
do tell.
I mean, those are the places that they hang out in, you know, when disasters take place. It's a feeding frenzy for them, in other words.
Now, yeah, because of all the suffering.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They feed off our anguish and misery.
And it's almost like they're controlling the weather to get people
to feed the archons.
Yeah, to feed the archons, you know, because those are their rulers, the ones that are in control here.
Oh my God. Well, Postman, what's going to happen if they overrule Roe versus Wade? They're going to lose their source of food. They're going to lose their harvest of energy they get from the abortions.
They'll probably descend to the planet and then they'll probably come here.
Because they want to know what the heck's going on. Where's our dinner buffet that we've been used to for years?
Well, it's kind of funny that you got into that. I'm talking about archons, because that's a section of what I had tonight. Might as well go ahead and get in it.
Let's do it. Let's launch
it. All right. Most of you know that watch CNN. If somebody's out there that watch CNN.
There may be a couple.
Right. Anyway, Thursday, during the day, there was a CNN report that came across that said that that the actual Star Trek insignia, the actual Star Trek sign, not the actual word Star Trek, but the chevron, the vector, is a geoglyph. It is an actual geoglyph on Mars.
Wow.
And they actually showed an actual picture of it. This is just part of what the mainstream media is doing. They've made a deal to actually disclose some things, and mm-hmm. we hadn't seen anything yet because they've opened up space travel, you know, for people that can afford it right now. It's pretty expensive.
$50 million.
Right, but some people are going to go up there.
Oh sure.
And like I said on a previous program, once those people get back, I mean, the word's going to get out that how many vessels are coming in our atmosphere.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, the word's going to get out for sure.
Yeah, how can they stop it?
No, they can't. You know.
Wow.
But anyway, this is that geoglyph is huge. I mean, it looks like it's thousands of feet long, and it's an exact. It's a gigantic size vector. Or in other words,
sigil.
Yeah, it's the Star Trek sigil. And what that says is that it tells who actually controls this system.
Wow.
All right. And there's seven of them. And if you notice in the Star Trek logo, there's a number seven in a negative space at the bottom of it. If you look at it, that's a number seven. That's a true seven.
Wow.
Because that seven's been used for millions of years, even before man was put on the planet. And once all the things are disclosed about Mars, because the actual landing platform that's in the main complex up there, which is Ares Prime, that place is a manufacturing plant for starships in our system. So that's where most of them come from. That's where most of them are manufactured at.
Wow.
Some of the main parts, some of them being manufactured here on Earth too, out in the Badlands of Utah. I don't know if you ever went on Google Earth and actually looked at that part of Utah. The part of it is blacked out. You can't see it.
Why is it blacked out?
You can't see it. It's scrambled.
Ah.
Yeah.
What are they hiding?
It's a manufacturing plant.
Ah. What are they manufacturing?
They're manufacturing ships.
Ships.
Starships.
Oh, I'm
yes.
sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I just posted the story about CNN, and it's a story on the internet from CNN. So I just posted it on Clear in the Air.
Yeah, and it's and.
Oh my God! Yeah, that thing's perfect.
That is it, isn't it?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
that's unreal.
And just think, it's been up there all the while.
Uh huh.
And that is the logo for the seven system lures, the seven Sol system lures. And what I'm talking about, the solar system that we live in, they call it the Sol system or Sol system.
Mm-hmm.
They actually run it, and it's seven of them. And when we get back from break, we'll actually talk about some of them, all seven of them. We'll give you the name of them.
Cool. All right, let's do it. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. And a little bit of good news. If you're in South Carolina and you decide to get on your kid's little Power Wheels electric truck after having one too many or too many martinis, the good news is you won't get a DUI when the cops pull you over because they don't consider that a legitimate vehicle. You'll get a public intoxication, but they can't take you in for DUI. That actually happened this past week. 25-year-old Megan Holman was driving her kid's Power Wheels down the road in Walhalla, South Carolina, and I guess you'd have to say they pulled her over. But public intoxication and not DUI, which will save her a ton of money, I would imagine. You don't want to get a DUI. And you think it's bad here? This is nothing. You get a DUI in Europe, you'll wish you had been killed. It's terrible. Anyway, welcome back to the program. This is the Deep End of the Pool. I'm just warning you, the Deep End of the Pool. Postman, would you like to take it and continue, sir?
Yes, I will.
I knew you would.
All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to name off seven of these Archon rulers. These are the Archon rulers that actually lived among humans at some point in time, and right now they're still in our solar system, and these are the ones that the very reason why our solar system was quarantined, and it's been quarantined since about 2013. And the first group of benevolent ETs came in 1998 to do a survey. And they came back in 2007, and they've been here since 2018, and and then another higher up group of angelics came in. They're here now. They're the one that's going to take us through the transition. Okay. All right. I'm going to start naming some of these archons. These are the evil rulers that rule the solar system that we're enslaved to. The first one is seven of them. The first one is Yaldabaoth. Now,
it sounds an awful lot like Beelzebub.
I wouldn't pronounce any of these names more than one time, because when you keep calling the name of the Lord, he shows up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure they'll do the same thing if you keep calling them.
Don't want to conjure them.
All right. Called also Cyclos. And I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with this name, Samael.
Uh-huh.
He's considered the grand architect. And believe it or not, people, he resides on Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the books that he shows up in the Bible is Joshua, Amos, and Habakkuk. And from Hebrew, Yalda or Behat, child of chaos, the outermost who created six others, and therefore the chief ruler, and Demiurge. He's the actual Demiurge. He's called the lion face. And if you remember in Ezekiel, when Ezekiel was describing the archangels, he had four faces on it. He had the face of a man,
yeah.
face of a lion. Yes, yeah. So he's actually one of these creatures that God created at some point in time.
Wow.
As you can see, he's got a lion origin, because his face is like a lion. The second one is Au. And if you're familiar with any of the planets and their moons, Jupiter has a moon called Io. As a matter of fact, that's why this one resides. And some of the books of the Bible that you'll find his name in, or one of his names, is let's see, Nathan the prophet wrote about him. Jonah and Micah. Okay, and here's another name that a lot of people will be familiar with. And I've said on a program that this is a title. Now, don't get upset when I say this. Okay, he also has the title Yahweh.
Wow.
Yeah. Another one is... Here's another name that a lot of people are familiar with, but this is in reference, you know, to a day or a holy day, because you know the dark side mimics what the light side does.
That's right, always.
All right, this archon's name is Sabaoth, and that's reminiscent to the Sabbath day, and this one actually resides on Mars, and. Some of the books that you you can actually read about him, or he may have been mentioned, was in Joel, Zechariah. His title also on Earth was Yahweh. And another one of the archons is Astrophanus, or Astrophaeus, and. This deity is associated with the planet Venus. This one is a female deity, and I know you've heard this name before, most of you that are familiar with this. The feminine name is Sophia.
Wow.
Yep, and she also is mentioned in the book of Zephaniah. And this deity here. Is in association with Ishtar. The next deity is Adonais. That name is one of the characteristics of our Lord.
Wow.
And he is associated with the sun. And some of the prophets that talked about him is Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Daniel. Another name, another one of the Archon name is Elias, or Elyon. This one's associated with the planet Mercury. And this, some of the prophets have talked about him is Tobias, and he's in the book of Haggai also. And he is also an Elohim. And
so Elohim is a description, or it's a set of characteristics and not a name, or is it a title?
That's the plural.
Okay.
Elohim is the plural.
Huh.
Or El. It said Elohim.
It said
Elohim in El in parentheses. The next one is Horus.
Horus.
Yeah, this one is associated with the moon.
Horus.
Right.
Know that one well. William Cooper talked about him a lot.
Right. The prophet Nahum mentioned him.
Wow. Wow.
I think that was seven.
Yeah, that was seven. For those keeping score at home, that was seven.
Right. Yeah, but anyway, those are some of the archons that actually rule the solar system, and hopefully we won't have to put up with this nonsense, you know, for much longer because it's a heck of a thing, you know, when you live your life here on the planet and then you find out that you're enslaved, and in
a prison you can't even realize you're in.
You can't even realize you're in. And half of the people don't even know they're held captive.
Exactly. That's the perfect prison.
Yeah, it is. And on top of that, every time you get sick, every time you get mad, or every time there's group unrest somewhere in the world, and it's a smorgasbord for them.
Yep.
I mean, can you imagine?
I can imagine. As much misery as is being inflicted on us, they're loving it.
When a war breaks out over a battlefield, they'll cloak their ships and just come park them right over the battlefield and just soak up all the energy.
God, yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
It's utter nonsense.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And people, I notice it's difficult, you know, for you actually to believe, but at some point in time, you're gonna find out this is true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of way out there, like Cherry says, in the deep end of the pool. But all I'm trying to do is give you a heads up on what's going on in the astrals, because that's what affects us here.
It's all connected, baby.
It is. It's all connected.
You know, and Postman, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I made this statement the other night, and I've made it before. Everything, every other program on this network and other networks talk about is a symptom of a much bigger thing. You know, the battle between good and evil. That's
right.
Everything else is a symptom of the true problem.
And the thing I did, I just went straight to the top.
Yes,
let you know who's the source of all this nonsense.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, they have minions under him, under them.
Oh,
and,
yeah, doing their bidding.
And just think, all these entities that I'm talking about, some of them incarnated here, but for the most part, none of them are from here.
No, we're not from here.
Most of them are interdimensional beings.
Ah.
You know,